VIP access on OFM.
Topic, how is your day?
My day is great so far. I was just out for a run, then did some interviews, and now we are here. How's your day?
So what did you do for the day? Because I know that throughout this whole pandemic situation, I don't know how it is internationally, that side, how hectic it is, but did you wake up to go gym and do something quite interesting for yourself for the day?
Yeah, I'm training a lot, and I actually just was like on a run for like maybe 50 minutes or 1 hour. And yeah, after our interview, I'm probably gonna eat something and then work a little bit in the studio.
I hope you're full now, because I'm really about to attack you with a fun-filled fact coming from you.
All right, let's go.
let's start things off with this amazing song, Breaking Me. It's on the Global Top 10 chart, and on the Global Top 10 chart, it's sitting on number 2, which I find that to be amazing. How did you end up getting to a point whereby you had to produce such a song like this? Because I know that you're a DJ, you're a producer. The whole concept behind it, what happened?
Yeah, so me and A7S, we work really closely together, and he's more of a songwriter and making all the melodies, like what is going to be sung. And we went into a session, and he was just like freestyling some stuff. And then I'm always like, I like this, I like that. Let's try to make this different. And then, we are sitting there for a few hours and just making the song. And this is how it all came about. It was just like a usual session, nothing crazy was happening, and it was just us making music and having fun.
Yeah, because the song is so major right now. I even saw on YouTube that you started doing some form of like a challenge where people had to actually do a cover version of Breaking Me. How was that?
Yeah, true. It was a great idea the label had, and they said like, let's go to each country and let's find someone who's covering the song with you together. So like a mashup, but virtual mashup. And it was a nice idea from them. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I should also join in, but just one line, because my vocals are bad. I can just try the la 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 la, and that's it. So yeah. Just quick test coming to you. Which version do you prefer the most, the original or the acoustic version? Because I know that you made like a cover version, a piano version of Breaking Me. Which one do you love the most between the two?
It depends always. Like it depends on which occasion you listen to the song. And it's also, there are some remixes that I also really like. Like the Mike Williams remix is really nice, when, especially for festivals. It's really nice to play this remix. But yeah, like I always like acoustic versions, and I am also a fan of this one. Yeah.
So any performances have you done so far, digitally or even physically? Because I know that it's not that easy to get physical performance at this point in time. But are the restrictions being eased a little bit in your side? And are you getting some performances that you get to do live? Because I know that a lot of artists haven't had the chance to do that. But is there anything that you're doing live or digitally?
Yeah, I'm doing some stuff live. And because in Germany, it's kind of like, it's still not allowed to have like festivals or clubs. But you can do some kind of parties with big restrictions, and I'm playing one actually in 2 weeks, which is outside, but the people are not allowed to stand up, for example. And it's just like you have to be in little groups on tables, and it's only like 200 people maybe. And but yeah, it's still nice to go finally play in front of people again.
Yeah, that's great. That's where the piano version of Breaking Me comes in.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Do that.
Yes. So are we expecting Topic anytime soon coming to South Africa to come in, grace us with his presence? Because we are looking forward with some, for some music from you. You've been releasing hits for a long time now. We need some Topic in South Africa. So is Topic going to be making any plans maybe further 2021, 2022, maybe reveal some secrets?
Man, I would love to. Like, I would love to plan stuff also, but these days it's kind of hard to plan and say, like, all right, 2021, I'm going to be in South Africa. Like, if I could, like, I would go tomorrow, but the lockdown and the travel restrictions are so hard right now. So yeah. Let's see how everything goes, and like, hopefully soon we can meet in South Africa.
Yes, looking forward to that. Now, if people need to get themselves the song by Topic and A7S, Breaking Me, how can they get it?
You can get it on Spotify, on Apple Music, on YouTube, or whatever streaming device you're using.
Any platform, you are sorted.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Thank you very much, Topic. Okay, wait, before I actually go, we need to find out, how did you actually come up with the name Topic? Like, at the back of your mind, at the back of your head, you just decided to say, you know what, I'm Topic, or is there a story behind this?
The story is very simple. I was born with that name. Like, my name, my family name is Topic, but it's actually Topic, because my dad's from Croatia, and in Croatia, the C is pronounced like a sh. So,
yeah. So how do you say goodbye in German?
In German, auf Wiedersehen.
All right, then. I guess then in this case, it's auf Wiedersehen from me to you then, Topic. Yeah. Thank you very much for having this conversation with me.
Thank you very much.
And enjoy yourself and good luck to the future with everything that you do.
Thanks a lot. Same for you, man. Bye-bye.
VIP Access with Lucius Matsumi on OFM.